Okay, we left off in Perek Yud Ches and Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Ches. We're continuing with various halachas that apply to an almana, what she has rights to, as well as continuing other halachas, not directly related to Ksuba, insofar as what a wife has rights to, let's say, for instance, if her husband passes away. So in Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Mitzias Almana. So let's say an almana finds a lost object. If you recall, when she's married, so the husband has rights in the case of a Shavas Aveda, but let's say after her husband dies, if she comes across a lost object, or Uperos Nechasim, Shenichnisa Labal Atzma, right, Ve'en Liorish Behem Klum, or let's say property or other things that she brought into the marriage with her, okay, she has complete rights to those, and the Yorshim, meaning let's say her children or the heirs to her, what do you call it, deceased husband, do not have rights to those things. So, both when it comes to an object that she finds, along with Peros Nechasim, she's entitled to those and not the Yorshim. Halacha Tes, V'anechasim Atzmam, Shehem Nidun Yasa, Notelos Osam B'lo Shvua. So as we recall, Nidun Yasa is the stuff that she brings into the marriage with her. So any property that's attached to that, that's considered with the status of the dunya, she gets to take those after, let's say, her husband passes away without a shvua. V'en L'Yorshim B'hem Din La'olam, and the Yorshim, the inheritors, have no rights in them whatsoever. Ella, rather, on one condition, in kain hotiru b'chaye habal, right? The only situation is where there was a permission given during the time the husband was alive, and these are v'hayu nechseitzon barzel shamos shalabal. So if you recall, there are situations where in the Nidunya, it becomes nechseitzon barzel because the baal takes the property and decides, let's say, to make money off of it. So anything that's made, any profit, right, that came from nechseitzon barzel would go to the yorshim. Vim meis almana below shvua. Let's say the almana dies without making a shvua. Yorsher yorshim nidunyasa. So the yorshim would inherit her nidunya. Va'afa pishi nichseitzon barzal. Even if it was nichseitzon barzal, v'maya behem mosar and mosli yorshe baal. Any extra would go to the yorshim. So that's what would happen in a situation of nichseitzon barzal. Halacha good. Now almana shetafsa metaltalin. Okay, so now, let's say an almana is searching for mizonos. If you recall, mizonos are the things necessary for her to live, basic sustenance. So she is making a claim for mizonos through metaltalin, meaning she takes these metaltalin. Metaltalin are movable assets. Kadesh tazon mehen, okay, in order to basically provide her mizonos. Bein shetafsa mechayim, bein shetafsa acharmoso. So regardless if she took it, if she grabbed this stuff, so to speak, when he was alive or after he died, afilu tafsa kikar zav, even if she took a piece of gold, emotziyam yada, we don't take this away from her. We don't revoke her claim. Ela kosvin alaya beizdin, rather what beizdin does is they start keeping a ledger. What they keep a ledger of is masha tafsa. Anything that she took, they kind of keep track of. Uposkin la mizonos. And basically what they do is they say certain calculations are done for the mizonos. Umechashin ima. Vini zonos mima shibiyata. Ad shetamos. So basically, they start keeping track of the metaltalin that she took against the mizonos she requires. And basically, as long as it's, as she can keep doing this until she dies, or another situation is when she's no longer entitled to the mizonos, and in that situation, the yorshim can take anything that's left over. So the key in Halacha Yud is that even though she's taken the metaltalin, sort of speaking, like a forcible manner, Bezdin, instead of taking it away from her, would rather keep track of what she took and use that against the amount that she's required for her mizonos. Halacha Yud Aleph. Let's say she took possession of metaltalin, movable assets, right, against the money owed her from Maksuva while her husband is still alive, okay? And then let's say he goes ahead and dies, okay? She could take from that. But let's say she took possession of the metaltalin after her husband died against the money due for the Ksuba, she cannot collect from that. Okay, af bi shetiknu ha-ga'onim shetikba ha-ksuva u-sanaya ksuva min ha-metaltalin, even though the ga'onim came along and said that she's able to go ahead and collect both the ksuva and the stipulations of the ksuva from metaltalin, from movable assets, which we saw a couple of prakim ago, levichach tizon ha-almana min ha-metaltalin af bi shlo tifsa. Therefore, that's the reason why a woman's allowed to go ahead and, the widow's allowed to go ahead and collect from the movable assets, even if it's a situation where she didn't actually take the metaltalin. So that's why she's able to, again, this is takanas ka'onim, she's able to always collect mizonos against the ksuba. Halachiyot beis, Now, imeniach baila metaltel mutafsosam. Let's say the baal, let's say her husband left movable assets and she didn't actually take possession of them. Hayorshin notlano son. So if she doesn't take them, they can go ahead and the inheritors can go ahead and take them. They malala mizonos. And then what they will do is, if, as we recall, they will now provide her with mizonos. So the yorshim are able to go ahead and take the metaltelin after the death of, let's say in this case, their father, and then use that money to go ahead and provide for their mother. And you can't stop them from doing this. Okay, so what you can't say is she can't come along and stop them from doing this and say, listen, I want you to basically put the metatlin in bezin, which is like almost like escrow, okay, until I go ahead and derive any mizonos that I need, because what it called? Otherwise, there's no way I'm going to be able to provide for myself. Even if she made an explicit tanai, that she would be allowed to, with her husband, she'd be allowed to go ahead and collect from metaltelin for mizonos, you still can't stop the yorshin. And this is the din that's followed, so to speak, in all the bate dinin in the land. It's also almost like an allusion to the fact that this was a new halacha that came into existence. Halachid Gimel, aval imeniach karka. Now, if he ended up leaving property, okay, remember, not movable assets, but actual property, yecholi hilakev a land. That's where she can go ahead and say she can prevent the yorshim from selling that land. Shelo yimachru. Vim machru, and if they did go ahead and sell it, eina motziyam yada lekuchos, okay? Sheena isha abanos nizonos ela menachasna b'nei chorin. But if they go ahead and if the property was actually sold, okay, then they're stuck in a very difficult situation. They wouldn't be able to take the land back from the people it was sold to, because ultimately the almana and her kids, okay, in this case, I'm sorry, his daughters, right? They are allowed to get their mizonos only from the chasim that basically has no claim made on it. But now that this property was sold already to the lekuchos, they lost the rights to go ahead and collect from that. Halachi adalat. Nahiniach nashim rabos. Okay, let's say the man dies and he had multiple wives. Afapisha nasan zuachazu. Now, if you recall by ksuva, there's an idea of kadimus that based on who he married first will determine certain rights and precedence in collecting from ksuva. But mizonos are different. Okay, it doesn't matter the order in time that he married the women. At the end of the day, nizonos b'shaveh. They get equal amounts of mizonos. Because there's no idea of precedence and claims when it comes to movable assets. Okay, so when it comes to mizonos, all the wives are entitled to equal amounts of mizonos. It doesn't matter when they married the guy. Halacha tesvav. Almana shenafna liknei yibum. Okay, so what's the situation? Situation is that now she's an almana, and after she becomes an almana, now she's chayv in yibum. Okay, so a situation of yibum emerges. So what happens? So bishlosha chadashim harishonim nizonas mishalbal. So for the first 3 months that this takes place, that the first 3 months after her husband dies, she's able to go ahead and, but again, she became chayv in yibum. She's able to collect mizonos from her husband's estate. Okay. Vim hukar ha'ubar. Okay. So now let's say we find out that she was pregnant. Or v'chein im hinicha me'uberes nizonos v'lechas ashatelet. Or in other words, if we can find out she was pregnant, or we knew for sure, right? In other words, if it was recognizable that she's pregnant, or we knew for sure that she was pregnant at the time of her husband's death, then she can collect from her deceased husband's estate mizonos until she gives birth. Yalda ben shel kaima nizonas v'holeches kol yimei almanusa kishar nashim. Now, if she goes ahead and gives birth, she's able to go ahead and constantly collect mizonos like any woman could in a state of being an almana. V'lo nipseis mu'uberes achar shlosha chodashim. Let's say after 3 months, it turns out she's definitely not pregnant. Oshi pila, or let's say she miscarried. Ein nizonas lo mishal baal lo mishal yibum yavam. She's unable to collect mizonos whether it's from the baal or from the Yibum, Yavam, Ella, Tovas, Yavma, Lichnos, Olachlos. Rather, what does she do? She basically pushes against, she pushes against the Yibum, the Yavam, and says, listen, either marry me or let me go through Chalitza. Okay? Halacha Tezayin. Now, let's say, Tova, Yavama, Lichnos, Olachlos. Let's say she goes ahead and basically tells the Yavam, listen, either marry me or let me go. the Abad Bedin, Ubarach, okay, and let's say they go to court, and what happens? He runs away. O Shechalo, he gets sick. O Shehai Yavam Medina Sayam, or the Yavam was overseas. Harezo Nizonos Bishal Yavam Belo Shvuakla. Then she's actually entitled to collect from the Yavam, meaning Mizonos from the Yavam, without even taking a Shvuah. So that would be the situation if the Yavam tries to sneak out of his obligation. Now, Nuffel if the Yavam Katan. Let's say after her husband dies, she's now chayef to do yibum, but a situation where the person she's chayef to do yibum to is a katan. Okay, if that happens, ein la mizonos ach yigdal, she can't receive any mizonos until he becomes a gadol, via kishar ha-yavman, and then he'll be like other situations of yavam. Halacha yudches, okay, a little bit different now. Mishi yachid karka le'ishto b'minizonosea b'shas miso. Okay, so what's the situation? So basically, her husband, let's say the husband's sick, and he says, before he dies, he says, listen, that area of land, okay, I want to set aside for your mizonos, okay, after I die. Okay, so that's what he leaves for her. He says, you're gonna get your mizonos from this choice piece of real estate in, whatever, in Manhattan. Valmar, and he says, yeah, makom ploni le mizonos. Okay, and he says, this particular makom will be for mizonos. Hare ribo la mizonos. So then he's actually given her, so to speak, even more mizonos than the minimum baseline. So if you recall, there's a minimum baseline of mizonos that she gets normally. If he goes ahead and says, I'm setting this side of this portion of land for you, right, for after I die, for you to collect mizonos from, he's increasing the amount of mizonos she's entitled to. Okay, of course, if the money made off this land is less than the minimum baseline that she's supposed to get from mizonos that she's roy for, no tells us shram, then she can go ahead and take the difference from other assets that he owned or he previously owned. But of course, if the income derived from the area of land is actually more than she would normally get from mizonos, she gets all of it. But let's say he said to her, little subtle difference here, yem makom ploni bimizonos, okay? Let's say he says, your mizonos will come from this place, vishaska, and she doesn't say anything, okay? Ein lo ela peros osa makom bavad, shere katsas la mizonos. So all she'll get is, the only support she'll get, the only mizonos, so to speak, that she'll get from is only that area. So she's stuck with only that alone. Shari katsas la mizonos, because basically he specified to her this will be, and it's subtle in the language, but this will be the exclusive location for your mizonos. So the difference between the first case and the second case is, in the first case he's saying this is in addition to the mizonos. The second case is where he's saying this will be the only place for your mizonos. And she didn't say anything to challenge that. She's stuck only collecting mizonos from there. Halachi yates, almana shabas la bezden litva mizonos. Okay. So what happens here? She goes to Beis Din, okay, and she wants to go ahead and ask for mizonos from Beis Din to help her out. Yesh mi shahora sheposkula mizonos ve'imash binosa. So this is a very interesting little halacha here. The Rambam says that there are those who came along and said that she's able to go ahead and ask for her mizonos without making a shavua. If you recall, we've seen over and over again in the various prakim the necessity that both a grusha and almana have to do when it comes to making a shvua, for instance, collecting a ksuba. There were those who paskin an almana who comes to Beis Din to ask for mizonos, so she doesn't have to make a shvua in order to collect the mizonos. He says, "V'ein roy lismach al harazu." The Rambam says, "Do not trust this hara. Do not trust this this psak." Mimneish and ischalif lo hadaver beisha shahalach b'alav dinas hayam. So why? Because those people, they got it all wrong, okay? They didn't understand the situation, okay? And they considered this to be just like the situation where the Baal traveled overseas for a long period of time, meaning they equated this almana, the almana idea, as if it's no different than a husband who goes overseas for business. He says, V'rabosei haru, but the Rambam's Rabbanim said, Shein la mizonos ubezin ashetishba. They said, no, she must make a shvua in order to get her mizonos. Right? Why? Because she's coming to collect a property that belongs, so to speak, to the yisomim, to the children or the heirs. The whole nifra minichse yisomim lo yifra ela b'shvua. And the halacha is that in order to go ahead and take that which is owed to the yisomim, you must do that with a shvua. Uvilazed daiti nota ubo roi ladon. So the Rambam says, in his opinion, this is the way to go, and this is the way you should paskin. Okay, so it's very interesting how the Rambam cites, so to speak, this it's almost like a little bit of a legal discourse here, how it took place that this halacha or this practice emerged. Halacha chaf. Almana shabas lebeis din. So now let's say Almana comes to Beis Din, litzvoa mizonos, to go ahead and get the mizonos that she's entitled to. Mashpin osa batchila. So now she has to go ahead and make a shvua. Umochrin below hachraza. Benos la mizonos. And then any property is sold without a hachraza, without a public announcement, and she's able to take the mizonos from that. V'chein, yeshla limchor the mizonos shelo be'beis din, mumchen. Right? She does, in order, in so far as selling property in order to get her mizonos, she doesn't require Beis Din of experts. Ela b'shlosha nashim nemanim b'lo hachraza. Even three people, three men, who are trustworthy without any public announcement. V'chein imachra lemizonos b'ina lebein atzma, shava b'shava machra kayim. And if she sells the property on her own for what we consider to be the correct value, it's a good mechira. U'kishyavo yorshin lahashviyo sa nishbas. And when the yorshim come along and say, we want you to take a shvua, about the legitimacy of her claim, she goes ahead and makes a shvua. Okay. Halacha chaf aleph. Now, v'kama merchon lemizonos. We haven't really seen this yet, okay? But the question is that how much property is sold to provide for her mizonos? Okay, what's that shear? So what is it? Kedei lozun mehem shisha chadashim lo yeser azeh. So it's enough to provide her mizonos for 6 months, okay? Whatever that, however you monetize that and quantify that, it's a separate issue. But the point is that you sell enough property to ensure she has 6 months of mizonos. Umochen amanas, and when the sale takes place, you sell it on condition, she'er lokeach noson la mazon shloshim yom, mazon shloshim yom. And the sale is made in a very interesting way. Right? What do you call it? Basically, it's done with the condition that the purchaser will provide her, so to speak, a stipend of mizonos every 30 days. Okay. And then basically another chunk of property sold, okay, once again, for another 6 months. Okay. And she could keep doing this. She can keep selling and, doing these little pieces of land forever. Until all she's left with is the amount in the ksuva. And then what does she do? She's able to collect what she's owed from the ksuva, and then she's done with this in its entirety. Okay, so this is how it works for sales, for selling land for mizonos. It's a 6 month sale. She sells, one chunk of land for 6 months. And then, after that 6 months goes by, she sells another chunk, for 6 months, until she basically goes through the entire karka. Halacha chaf beis. Now, almana shepaskula beis the mizonos. Let's say Beis Din comes along and sets aside mizonos for the almana. Okay, so they don't worry about, they don't take into account any money that she earns on her own until the inheritors can come along and make a claim against that. If it turns out that she has earned money on her own, so then they can go ahead and, what do you call, take it. But if they see she hasn't made any money through her own labor, then they have no claim against her. Vani Omer, but the Rama maintains, Shimhayu Yorshim Kitanim, let's say the Yorshim are below Bar Mitzvah, Beis Din Mechashven Ima, then Beis Din's allowed to go ahead and represent them, Uposkulam Maiseyateya, and they can go ahead and take anything that she makes, any income she makes through labor, Kederach Sheposkulam Mizonos, the same way they can go ahead and deal with her Mizonos. So in this situation, the Rambam is explaining that Beis can actually step in and represent the Yorshim if they are Kitanim to make a claim, what it called, on Maisei Adea. Halacha Chaf Gimel. Almana she'ein shtar ksuva yotze mitachas yada. Okay, let's say an almana does not have a copy of ksuva. Ein la mizonos, right? She does not get any mizonos. Why? Shema macha ksuvasa, because maybe she basically gave up, so to speak, her ksuva, or machra, or mishachnosa, right? It could be she sold it, or she used it as collateral. The afapi shalotan yoresh, even if the Yorshim don't make a claim against her, anu toan alo, but we do, so to speak, meaning Beis Din does. Romer Mal, they say to her, havi ksuba sayach vihishavi utzli mizonos. They say to her, listen, bring your ksuba, take the shvua, and you're entitled to the mizonos. Elaim ein darchem lichtel ksuba, right? Now, of course, this is only a situation, okay, where it's the derech is not to write the ksuba. Halacha chav dalet. Now, isha shahalcha, he ubailam dina sayam. Okay, so this is an interesting case. So let's say the husband and wife travel overseas, okay? Uba, okay, and what happens? She comes back and says, Amra meis baili. She says, my husband died. Okay, they took a trip to wherever, Vietnam, and she returns back and says, listen, my husband didn't make it. Ratzta nizonis kedin kol manos ratzno talis kzuvasa. So basically, if she wants to, she's entitled to mizonos, or as well, she's entitled to the ksuva. Okay, so we trust her claim that her husband died. Now, Amra Girashni Bali, let's say she says, my husband divorced me. Ain't an emenis, right? She's not trusted at that point. Vinizonos minichasav akadik suvasa mikopanim. But she does get mizonos, okay, until basically that sum is equal to the value of the ksuva. She'im adayin hi ishto, because let's say she still happens to be married to him, meaning we don't know if her claim's valid or not. Yeshla mizonos, she's entitled to mizonos. Vim garsha, but if she divorced him, kemosha amra, like she's saying, yeshla ksuva, shrek ksuva sabiyata, then she's entitled to the ksuva because she has a ksuva in her hand. So either way you go. In other words, since her claim, we don't know if her claim is true or not, that's why she's entitled to collect mizonos up to the point of the value of the ksuva. The fikach, therefore, notelis mizonos akadik suvasa volechasla. Therefore, she collects mizonos until the value of the ksuba. Halacha chafei. So ha'isha shahayala suffek girushin. Now, let's say this is a situation of a suffek. We're not sure if she's divorced or not. Umeis baila. And this suffek was not, unfortunately, clarified. And her husband dies. Ena nizonos min nechasa. Very interesting. She does not get any mizonos from his property. She'im motzim yada yorish misafek, because we can never take property or assets, okay, from the inheritors when there's a suffek. Ava b'chayi baila, okay, but when he's alive, yesh la mizonos ashe tiskarish girushin gemurin. So in a suffek girushin case, when her husband's alive, she's entitled to mizonos until it's clarified that she's actually divorced. Okay, la chavav. Now almana ania. Let's say the almana is poor. Sheshas shtei nashim, shtei shanim, okay, and she waits 2 years, okay, v'lo tava mizonos, and she never goes ahead and tries to get the mizonos due to her. Or, ashira, let's say she's very rich, sheshas sholosh shanim, and she, let's say, waits 3 years, v'lo tava, and never waits 3 years before she makes a claim on the mizonos owed to her, v'yisera, v'ein la mizonos b'shanim sh'avru, ela b'sha shatava. So basically, you can't collect, so to speak, mizonos that are owed to you in the past. Meaning, if you don't make the claim, or if you don't say, I want my mizonos, right, then it's not like the mizonos build up. It's not like you could say that there's 2 years of mizonos owed to me, and now I'm going to collect them in their entirety. Rather, it's from the point that she says, I want my mizonos, at that point, that's what she's entitled to. Vim shas pachos mizeh, however, if she waited any time less than these numbers, 2 years if she's an aniyah, 3 years if she's wealthy, I feel biyom echad, even if it was 1 day less, right? Lo v'yisra ela tovas v'notalas mazon shanim sh'avru. Then she's actually able, we say that she's able to go ahead and collect from that mazon that build up. So if she waits two years as an aniyah, 3 years as an ashira, if she doesn't make any claim on her mizonos, she's not entitled to the 2/3 years that passed. But any time less than that, she would be entitled to collect, so to speak, on that money that's owed to her. Halacha chav zayin, almana shetava mizonos min yorshim. Now let's say the almana comes along and says, I want my mizonos, right? And she wants them from the yorshim. Hey, momrim, but the yorshim say, nasnu. They say, no, we gave her mizonos. V'yomeres lo natalti, and she counters their claim by saying, no, I never got any payment from the yorshim. Kol zman shelo nasas al yisom lahavi raya. Okay, as long as she's not remarried, the yisomim must bring a proof. O tishba shvuas heses v'titol, or they go ahead, she makes a shvua to rabbanon, and she could take the money owed to her. Misha nises, but once she gets married, alei lahavi raya, then she must bring a proof. Oh, yishbua yorshim shvua sesa shenas no law. Or the yorshim go ahead and make a shvua derabanan that they went ahead and gave her those mizonos. And finally, alacha chavches, so we'll stop here. Din tosefes ksuva kadina ikr. Okay, remember, we've been talking about all along, for the most part, when it comes to ksuva, the ikr ksuva, which is the primary value of the ksuva. But tosefes is what the baal adds to it. Okay, so the halachas of tosefes are the same as the ikr. Lefikach almana shetava o machra machla o mishachna tosefes ksuvasa. So if the almana went along and, for instance, sold the tosefes of the ksuba, the additional amount, ima ikr, with the primary amount, ima mizonos. She gave up basically all her mizonos. Vim tava mixas, we saw this also in the last parak. Let's say she wanted a part of the payment. Vinicha mixas, and she took it. She took a part of it and left a part of it. Harezu kamisha tava mixas ikr, vinicha mixaso. Then it's no different than her making a claim or collecting let's say, half the ikar and leaving it half the ikar behind, or which she could still collect. V'chol ha-mocheres or mocheles stam machra u'machra tosefes im ikar sheshneim ksuva shmam b'chol makom. So let's say she goes ahead and sells the ksuba without making any specifications what she's including. We assume that what she sold was both the ikar and the tosefes. We don't say that she only sold the ikar. So if she just says, I'm selling my ksuba, that we say that language means it's including both the tosefes and the ikar, and not just the ikar alone.